Thank you for subscribing and downloading our Invest Talk podcast. The distribution is made possible each day by KPP Financial. Steve Peasley, President. As an Invest Talk insider, you have access to investment resources, information that comes straight from the desks of professional investors. An example are special watch lists created to give investors an idea of the type of investments the pros consider when exploring a certain asset class. The webinar archive provides access to various lessons about how to invest properly. The chart lessons are designed to give investors an inside look at the technical analysis aspect of investing. And you can raise your status to an InvestTalk Insider for free. Sign up anytime on investtalk.com. And now, InvestTalk. On radio, streaming live on investtalk.com, and for our podcast subscribers, this is InvestTalk, above average investing for the average investor. InvestTalk is made possible by KPP Financial, a registered investment advisor firm serving clients throughout the United States. And now, KPP Financial President, Financial Advisor Steve Peasley.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Friday edition of InvestTalk. It is December 11th, 2015, a bad day in the market today. Dow is down very sharply, so were the rest of the indexes. But, you know, volatility, it's pretty interesting. We're here to help you. I'm here to try to help you make money. How to preserve it, how to grow it, how to invest it, how to save it. And, of course, I preach time. Investing in time is just as important as investing your money. You have to invest some time. You have to spend time learning to improve your skills. We all need more information. You know, we all need to invest our time in trying to understand what's happening in the economy and in the stock market. Many times the stock market and the economy diverge. They don't both go in the same directions all the time. You got to understand why that happens. And you got to step back and take a look at it, from a distance, and try to divorce yourself from any emotional decision making about what's going on. And that really helps with your decision making on buying or selling things or holding things in your portfolio. And of course, it also helps to know a little bit about history, what goes on, what has happened in the past, and try to recognize any patterns you might see. Now, one of the ways we serve our listeners is by publishing our premium newsletter. We do that every Friday. We provide information on that, and it's an e-newsletter mail form. And the kinds of things I talk about in there, like the first sections of current market conditions. I mentioned there wasn't much economic numbers out this week, except for this morning when retail sales came out. And if you looked at the top line, the number of retail sales, you would say, it's not that good, up 0.2%, pretty much in line what was expected. But if you take out autos and gasoline, it was up 0.5. So why would I suggest that you take that out? Because it gives you a better sense of really what's happening with the consumers. What are they spending money on? So it's always interesting. And that's why I put in the newsletter. I talked about the Fed and the meeting that they're going to have, and you know they're going to raise rates. That's what they've been talking about. That's what everybody believes. And if they don't do it, it's going to be a shocker. And the market won't like it, believe it or not. And, will we have our Christmas rally? Well, why we haven't had it, and that's what I talked about in the letter, in my newsletter this week, is the reason why we haven't had it so far is because everybody's waiting for the Fed. What are they going to do? Everybody's nervous. Investors are nervous. Now, the last 100 years, majority of time, we have a Christmas rally. But what if the Christmas rally is after a big fall slump, right? I mean, that could happen. So the Christmas rally doesn't feel very good, like it wasn't much of a rally. And the market has gone down 4 out of the last 5 days pretty hard. So what are they going to do? And then I talked about the lack of earnings in 2015 and what it's done to the price-earnings ratio of the overall market. And actually, the price-earnings ratio has gone up. Well, the stock prices haven't gone up. The earnings shrunk. We always wrap up the section, the first section of the newsletter, by what we're doing at KPP Financial. Kind of a, we don't give specifics. We just talk about in generalities. There's a couple stock ideas. There's a portfolio management section, and then a portfolio management section. I mentioned that don't get hooked on one good factor of a stock, and that's all you can see. All stocks have good and bad, but if you've already made up your mind that you like this stock, you're already messed up because you've already decided. Why even doing any more research? Okay, if you've already decided, you should go in with, well, I don't really care whether I own the stock or not. It has a good factor. Let me see if that all the other factors line up. And in the consumer watch, I talked about getting old. We're all getting old. And do you have enough money? We're getting older and more active in our retirement, in our old age. Do you have money enough to do that? So if you want to try the premium newsletter for a month, you can. It's risk-free. We offer money-back guarantees. You don't have to pay a thing if you don't like it. To go to investtalk.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and you can sign up. Now let's get to the Q&A program. Question and answer. What money matters are on your mind today? Maybe the market. Maybe you have questions calculating your money needs in retirement. I'll try to help. 888-99-CHART is our anytime number.
Hi, Steve and Justin. My name is Bill. I'm calling from Brick, New Jersey. I'm a podcast listener daily. I had a question about the Treasury Direct. I've purchased bonds in the past through payroll deduction, but honestly, I never liked physically holding the bonds. I was wondering through the Treasury Direct if, is there sort of some account or when you purchase the bond, do they mail it to you? Look forward to listening to the program. Thank you and have a good day.
Okay, well, that's a good question. I don't think they mail it to you. I did this with Treasury Direct years and years and years ago. So I'm not sure what they do now, but back then they didn't mail you the bonds. The money came out of your account and they gave you a statement. Okay, the Treasury Direct means you buy the U.S. government debt directly from the Treasury, directly from the government, not through a brokerage, and you get them for free that way. Well, mostly free. Again, I haven't done it so long. I'm worried about saying certain things, you get your interest. They put in the interest, and then they put the money back in your account at the maturity date of that bond when it matures. They send you a notice 30 days or so before it matures to see if you want to renew it or if you want to change the dates, change the maturity length. And you can just mark off the box, yes, please mature, boom, and they do it. But you never got sent the bond from the Treasury Department, at least when I did it years ago. So I don't think they send you anything but a statement that you own such and such. It would make sense not to send you the bonds. Some market experts are of the opinion that the purpose of a mutual fund is questionable when it has over 10 to 15% exposure to a single stock. Focused funds, leaving too much to luck. Focused funds, when they have too much of one stock. We're going to give you some examples. That's going to be our main talking point today. Scary junk bonds. We talked about them yesterday, right? And I want to talk about them again. They were down 2% today. And I'm going to take a little different look at them. And I want to go into a little detail about retail sales that came out today. They were pretty strong. I felt pretty good about it. And I want to talk about gold and the Fed. Will the Fed raising rates or lowering rates impact gold? The popular belief is that Fed raising rates will cause the currency to go up, and that will cause gold prices to fall. I'm not buying it. Not buying it. And I got some evidence to prove that that may not happen. So we're going to talk about those things. Unless, of course, you want to call, we'll talk about something that's on your mind. Something that's more important than what I want to talk about. Because, I do think what's more important is on your mind, not mine. You drive the show. You drive it with your questions. So give us a call, 888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278, because I would love to hear what's on your mind. What do you feel about today's market when the Dow is down 313 points, the NASDAQ down 112, the S&P down 40? That's 2.2% for the NASDAQ, 1.78% for the Dow, and 1.94% for the S&P down. So the question you should really ask yourself, well, okay, are we up or down for the year? Well, we're down. We're clearly down for the year. You know, you can't. There's no getting away from, you know, the end of the year. Last year, you know exactly what it was. Are we down? Yes. And, you know, we're not down a lot, but if you look at certain sectors, they're hugely down. Hugely down. So it depends on where it depends on where you put your money. Where did you lean? What sectors or stocks did you lean on? You know, because I'm looking at a lot of portfolios, and there were some serious mistakes made mostly because of too much concentration on certain sectors that just got hammered. And if you own junk bonds, you're just getting squished. And you know, Justin and I talked about it yesterday. We warned about junk bonds over a year ago in one of our seminars. You know, I think that same seminar, we did a webinar on it. And in that webinar, still you can see it on our website. We did it a year ago, plus sometime. Watch out for these junk bonds. They're not paying you enough money. And now the risk is horrendous. They've collapsed in the last month and a half, 2 months. We get many clients and listeners looking for help on real estate advice. Thank with you. Licensed real estate agent, financial advisor on staff. We can help our clients with any of those kinds of questions. Do you have a real estate question? Is it a house you can afford? Maybe you want to know. Maybe you want to downsize. I had a couple of clients do that recently. You can go, if you'd like to get a copy of Justin's info sheet on answering those questions, click on Contact Justin on InvestTalk.com. 888-992-4278. We're going to talk to Steve in Petaluma first. How are you doing, Steve?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for the call.
Good. I just had a question on Simmel SU, Suncor Energy.
Mm-hmm.
I have had that for a few years, and it was my cost on it was like $32.50, and it went up to $40, and now it's, you know, now you know where it's down to like $25.60 or something. So
right.
But, yeah, I'm just kind of wondering on that, on an issue like that, would you be inclined to buy more shares to maybe drop the cost price a little bit, or just kind of hang in there? And, I mean, I'm not really too concerned about it because I just think it's because oil prices are so depressed. And
of course. Mm-hmm.
I think, but I don't know overall if you think the company is healthy or if it seems like it is, but
It is a good, healthy company. Suncor Energy, it's a $37 billion company. It's not going anywhere. They have some debt, but not a horrendous amount of debt. They're going to make $3.14 a share this year. That's about the same they made last year. And next year, they're going to make more. Sales have been collapsing, of course. Remember who they are. They're a Canadian company engaged in oil and gas exploration, refining and marketing of oil sands and natural gas in Canada. And, of course, it's the oil price. Just as you pointed out, that's all this is about, Steve, is oil price. I wouldn't buy any yet. It looks like it came right down to support, right around $25 or so. And if you want to make sure it starts to bounce up, really all you need to do is watch the oil prices. I wouldn't buy more of this until the oil prices start to firm up again.
Okay.
Now, this company's not going to go under. It's going to last. I'm not keen on oil sands because it's kind of expensive, but it's so big it can really live through anything. And it's really a question of where you think oil prices are going to go and how patient you can be until they get there. That's it.
Yeah, I'm fairly patient, and I just think, you know, I mean, I've seen them go way up in the past, so I don't think there is going to be a time when they are up. So I'm okay with waiting. I really don't like it so much, but
okay.
They're also thinking about doing a takeover of another Canadian oil sands company, and I don't know how that would play out for Suncor. It's kind of a hostile takeover or something, I guess.
I don't think it would hurt it. I wouldn't. But, you know, you might also want to diversify in other big oil, you know, ExxonMobil, Chevron, COP. That might help.
Okay. Yeah, I just got a little bit of this just to have something, some exposure in that, and I think I'll hold off on buying any individual companies at all anymore.
Okay.
Mostly in mutual fund kind of guys. But
okay.
I just thought, well, I'll buy this for just a little more exposure in that area. But
thank you, Steve. Appreciate the call. 888-99-CHART. This is Invest Talk. Chart. You know, when you buy mutual funds, you think, you know, you're getting a good diversified fund. Well, be very careful. You really want to look at their top holdings and figure out how much they have in one. There are, I think, 13 or 14 funds out there that have more than 10% in one stock. The most recent famous example is a mutual fund that held Valeant Pharmaceuticals. Remember Valeant? They're the ones who raised prices. They're the ones who had alleged incestuous relationship with pharmaceuticals. And, well, you know, they did raise the prices. And, that quote-unquote incestual relationship really wasn't as incestuous as they thought. And so the Sequoia Fund, who owned 30% of their portfolio, 30%. Was in one stock, and that was Valeant. And Valeant's a very solid company, great numbers. You look at the numbers, you're so excited. They look really good, and they are good. The stock still got crushed. Even when the company came out with why they did what they did, and it's perfectly legal and proper, maybe a little bit questionable, but not an issue, stock still fell more. And this fund, Sequoia, 30%, lost a huge amount of value in the mutual fund because of this. This is why you hear me telling people, look, you work for ExxonMobil or Chevron or Johnson & Johnson, and 30% of your value, your overall portfolio is in one stock. I don't care how good it is. That's very risky. Valeant, there was nothing wrong with the company. Nothing wrong with the numbers. Nothing wrong with their growth projections. All those were correct. And they still are correct. The stock got killed. You just never know. That's what the question is all about. Don't tie up all your wealth. I'll give you another example. Years ago, in late 1990s, 98, 99, Jerry Klein, founder of the company, and I were meeting with a number of Qualcomm employees who had stocks, and Qualcomm just took off. I mean, that is huge winners. It kind of reminds me of Tesla now. And we had secretaries and just office workers that were millionaires in Qualcomm stock, and we would constantly tell them, diversify away from Qualcomm. And you need to diversify away. If you became a client of ours, one of the first things we do is we cut that Qualcomm holding of yours well below 10%, more like 5% at the most. Never got one client from that. Now, what happened to the stock? Well, it got clobbered in 2000. So those people that were millionaires, well, now you had a couple hundred thousand dollars instead of millions. You know, $1 million down to $200,000. Qualcomm is still a great company. There's nothing wrong with the company. You do not over-concentrate. And this whole article of Talking Point is all about too much concentration in any one stock. And they list a bunch of mutual funds that are doing the exact same thing. That very same thing. So you might want to take a look at the article on our website. I think it's very, very apropos in this market. You know, what I've seen happen this year is people chasing yields. The last couple of years they've been doing that. And a lot of those yields coming out of, you know, certain kinds of stocks, you know, which, you know, master MLPs and those kind of stocks and you see a yield of a dividend yield of 11%, 10%, that's a big red flag. That's not like, oh, good, look what I found. It's more like, what's wrong with this? How come? Why is it doing this? Big red flag. Those people invested heavily in junk bonds, all looking for yield. Look what's happened. I mean, in a month and a half, they've gone down, I don't know, 20, 30% in a month and a half. So that yield of 8, 9%, whatever it is you were getting on that junk bond, doesn't look so good anymore. I mean, if you look at junk bonds, they have been falling for, looking at the date, they've been falling since May 30th. And everybody was thinking, okay, well, they're going to stop falling. And then they accelerated their fall here in the last 4 or 5 days, faster. So it would not be a problem if it was a very small portion of your portfolio, right? You properly diversify. You don't like it, but it's not killing you. Well, a lot of people didn't diversify enough. They would hold 10%, 15%. And they would think, well, I diversify because I have five junk bonds, funds, five of them. So I'm diversifying over a number of them. No, they're still in the same asset class. I want you to be careful out there. Be very, very careful. Be cautious. Time to be cautious. And too many people are just not being cautious. Proper diversification. Have some protections in your portfolio. Don't just ignore it. You're listening to Invest Talk. Coming up on the next half hour, working hard to keep it simple. That's coming up on Invest Talk 101. Invest Talk 101. We'll be in the second half hour. 888-99-CHARGE, our anytime number. You can call me right now at 888-992-4278.
Good advice. Spread your money around. Stick to a well-thought-out plan for carefully divvying up your money so no single calamity will destroy your portfolio. Want to talk about it? 888-99-CHARGE is how to get through right now. Thanks again for subscribing to our podcast. For the sake of your spouse and other family members, make sure you have things set up correctly. It's not enough just to make the money, you have to protect it as well. What happens to retirement accounts when a spouse dies? That's one of our talking points on the next Invest Talk. We hope you can join us then. This is Invest Talk for Friday, December 11th. 888-99-CHART is how to reach us right now. Take the hands-on approach to managing risk. Start with a free risk analysis on investtalk.com. Do you have a question about reducing risk in a volatile market? 888-99-CHART is how to reach us right now.
Hi, this is Joe from Toms River, New Jersey. I just had a quick question about Reliance Steel. Ticker symbol RS, R as in Riley, S as in Stephen. I was wondering what you guys thought about it as a long-term dividend kind of value stock in terms of like a buy and hold for the long-term 10 to 20-year plus timeline. It seems like it's trading right at around book value. I was wondering maybe why that is right now and what you thought the long-term prospects for this business kind of are. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Bye.
Reliance Steel and Aluminum, RS is a symbol. RS, processed carbon, aluminum, steel, stainless steel products for construction, transportation, aerospace, semiconductor market. And a steel company, a steel producer should be selling at below book value. They always have. This one is selling at about book value. And it's not cheap. It's not cheap. Is it a good, solid company? Yes. Yes, it's a good, solid company. But it should be cheaper to be, when you're talking about being a value, it's not a value play in the steel industry. If you compare its current PE, which is like 12, which is pretty low, huh? When you compare it with the S&P 500, hey, that's pretty low. The S&P 500 is like 18 right now. Normally it's 15, and this one is at 12. So you say, man, this is cheap. Don't do that. This sector, the metals fabrication, metals production sector that's in, they always trade well below the average PE, because their growth is usually very slow. Now, this company has good numbers. Sales have been falling the last couple of quarters, but still pretty decent numbers. But I am telling you, it's not cheap enough to attract me. That PE has to be in the single digits at the very most before I would consider it a value play. And I will say this, the PE ratio is going to be about 11 based on next year's earnings, about 11, which you would think is cheap, but not in this kind of industry. So for everybody else, always consider the industry you're in when you start comparing the numbers. Because if you compare it with the overall market, this industry might be normally well below the overall market or above their overall market numbers. So try to remember that. This is not cheap yet. It's not expensive, but it's just not cheap enough. Their earnings, you know, their return on equity is 10%. Well, that's decent for this industry. But I like in the teens and the high teens. But for this industry, it's always been low. It's just that's the kind of things you have to think about. Time for InvestTalk 101. The secret is simple. Keeping it simple in investing is a pretty smart idea. Steve Jobs said, remember Steve Jobs? Simple can be harder than complex. You have to work hard to get your thinking clean, to make it simple. But it is worth it in the end. You can move mountains. That's what he said. Keeping it simple can be your best strategy in investing. Example, the folks who trade often focus on irrelevant data of the day, of the moment. They try to predict the unpredictable. That's a day trader. Swing trader. The people who can think no one knows where the market's going to go. On a day-to-day basis, the stock market can go up or down. So what happens, those people think in the moment, get very unhappy surprises. So don't stay so focused in the moment. You know, take a look, make sure you're well-diversified. Stand back, take a look at your portfolio as a whole. Keep it simple. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to do it. Keep it simple. Buy companies that have solid numbers, a solid business model, been around for a while, can maintain an advantage, have some kind of advantage, brand name or a product that's hard to duplicate for a competitor to compete with. Stuff like that. That's what you want. Keep it simple. And that's InvestTalk 101. Do you have questions about organizing your portfolio, creating a plan, a strategy? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the big picture outlook. 888-99-CHART, or you can click on Contact Steve at InvestTalk.com.
Above Average Investing for the Average Investor. That's the title of Steve's book, and it's a good answer to the question, how do I get started on my investing learning journey? Maybe this is a great gift idea for yourself. Look for the recommended books list on InvestTalk.com.
Hi, guys. I love your podcast. This is Paul from France. What do you think about new app called Robinhood? They say that you can invest. It's like a brokerage account, but it's zero fee, like really zero. No fees at all when you buy or sell stocks. So what do you think of that? Have you tried it? Do you think it's going to work? Thank you. Thank you for the show.
Number one, I've never heard of that. Number two, there's nothing for free. Okay. You're going to say, well, it's zero fees, no trading costs. No. There might not be any trading costs, but someone's making money off of your trade. Probably, I'll give you how they are probably doing it. They're probably making it on the spread. The bid and ask. So what's happening is you can buy a stock from this service and they will sell it to you at a price, but they probably bought that stock at a much lower price, 10 cents, 5 cents per share, I don't know, whatever it is, and they're selling it to you at a higher price. They're making the spread. That's probably how they do it. I don't know for sure, but I can guarantee you that there's going to be a cost somewhere. Now, I can see a brokerage firm someday offering a no transaction fee trading. And sometimes yeah, it's possible as a marketing tool, but yeah, you're going to have to, in this market right now, because I do a lot of, you know, I read a lot. I don't see anybody offering completely free trading. Doesn't exist. So just be careful. How are they making their money? That's the first question in your mind. If they're not making the money on the fees, how are they making the money? Are they making money holding the money? And see, many of these companies don't make any money holding the money. They make very little these days because the interest rates are so low. So how do they make the money? Everybody's not, they're not going to do, they don't, no one works for free. Nobody. Time for Invest Talk 101. Well, we already did all 101, so I don't need to do that. I'm messing up here. Let's talk about scary junk bonds. They've been falling for a long time. Fell 2% today. They've been falling since October. And I don't mean to scare you, but the last four market big downturns, stock market downturns, were led by the junk bonds falling first. Now, so it's not uncommon. It is common that the bond market falls before the stock market, and the junk bond market the last four times has been the leader. Now, be very careful, because other bonds, the quality bonds, they went up today. They're not falling. They're steady, flat. So it's not all the bond market. Just the junk bond market. So when I say, you know, the last four downturns have been led in the stock market, has been led by the junk bonds first, what about the overall bond market? So you can't, it's almost impossible to say for sure anything when it comes to the stock market. I can only give you statistics. I can give you history. And history tends to repeat itself. Tends to do so, but it doesn't always have to. Okay? Let's go to Sean in San Francisco. How you doing, Sean?
Hey, good afternoon. Trying to find out. I'm learning more as I learn. VTSMX was doing Fidelity all caps for dividend stock.
Uh-huh.
But got more into, a friend of mine recommends more instead of trying to do the dividends, just basically do the whole entire stock market. So I bought VTSMX.
Okay, that's a
good option or bad option?
That actually is a good option. This is the Vanguard Total Stock Market Index. If you're just going to be indexing, Vanguard is a very good fund family to do it with because they are the lowest cost family out there. That's what they're known for. So I like that approach. If you're going to index, you can use the Vanguard. You can also use the Vanguard ETFs, which are also very, very low cost, you know. So so as far as investing in the stock market, you know, if you're indexing, there's nothing wrong with indexing. Over long periods of time, it works great. But I will warn you, most people get very upset when the market does take a dive. And they're indexers, all of a sudden they no longer want to be indexers. But that's not how it's going to work. If you decide to get out when it's bad, that's what you'll lose money. You'll lose money. You get out when it's good, but no one wants to get out when it's good. They think it's going to be good forever. I think this is a very good index fund, Vanguard. So yes, it's a good one. Okay, Tom.
Also, real quick question. Good long-term investment, I guess, is the question.
That's right. Long-term, yes. For the next 5 years, you know, 5-10 years, you'll make plenty of money.
Okay. I do appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Again, it's the short-term thinking. It's the you're watching it too close. I can't handle the pain anymore when it goes down. That's why we do that Riskalyze test on our website. To determine how much risk you're willing to take in your investment. How much will you let it go down before you say, I can't take anymore? And that's what that Riskalyze questionnaire tries to identify. Your personal risk tolerance of values going down. Everybody has great risk tolerance when it goes up. right? That's not the point. It's when will you react getting out? And you know, most people get out at the bottom. And then they get back in at the top. This has been proven over and over and over and over again by a bunch of 401k studies. People, because 401ks is managed by individuals. So they've studied that. The average return is 50% of the return of the overall market in a 401k. 50%. Half. Why? They get out at the bottom, get back in at the top. They wait till it moves. They wait. It may not be the exact bottom, may not be the exact top, but it's close enough where they underperform pretty dramatically. As an InvestTalk insider, you now have access to InvestTalk resources that come straight from the desk of professional investors. That'd be me and Justin, really, and Jason, too, occasionally. The special watch lists are created to give investors an idea of the type of investments you can use to, you know, high dividend paying, REITs, whatever. Different ones. The webinar, the archive is there. You can listen to it anytime you want, any of them. They're pretty broad, so they're always, there's things you can learn. And the chart lessons are designed to give investors an inside look at technical analysis. Remember, we like fundamentals first. Fundamentals first. A company has to be growing, making money. Before you even consider it, you have to have those basic great fundamentals. Then you can go look at a chart. A chart helps you understand where to buy, where to sell, where people tend to get out and get in, that kind of thing. It might give you a little bit better idea of when to buy something if you're going to buy it. So if you want to see all this and sign up for free, it's all free, you got to go to investtalk.com.
Annuities, asset allocation, reading stock market trends, building a truly balanced portfolio. If it's important to you and you want to know more about it, we're here for you. 888-99-CHART.
Hey, Steve. This is Andy from Okinawa, Japan. I've got a question about Las Vegas Sands, ticker symbol LVS. I know it's been a little beaten up in recent weeks. If you could give me a good entry point and when you would think about my picking it up, or if you would even pick it up for that matter. Thanks.
I would. I like Las Vegas Sands. I do. Operates Marina Bay Sands, Venetian, Macau, Sands Macau, Four Seasons Macau, the Palazzo, the Venetian, the Sands Expo, and it's a $32 billion company. It is not small. It got clobbered because of Macau. What happened? The Chinese decided to change the rules because a lot of mainland Chinese would go to Macau, do some gambling, and then move some money out of mainland China through Macau. China said, we're not going to let you do that anymore. Nope. What happened? That means a lot of people didn't come to the Macau gambling. They're still coming, okay, but not in the droves they were before. Are these companies still making money? Yeah. Las Vegas Sands, LVS is the symbol. They're going to make $2.58 this year and $2.53 next year. And that's down from the year before, $3.58, because of what I described to you. So their sales have been down. Stock has been clobbered. So now they're $2.53 stock and $2.53 earnings and a $41 stock. It's not expensive, but it's not cheap. It's about a 15 PE, 5-year range is 13 to 37, and it's near the low of the range. Return on equity is very high at 39%. A little bit more debt than I like, but I do like it. I would be considering this in the mid-30s, mid to high 30s. It's 41 today, so it's coming down to that level. LVS, Las Vegas Sands. As we move into the final segment of the day, we welcome your question about any money matter. Maybe you have questions about analyzing some. Give me a call, 888-99-CHART.
What's your strategy for managing risk? Are you more focused on gains than preventing losses?
What you want to do is, if the market's going down, you want to try not to go down with it. You want to go down less.
At KPP Financial, their number one priority is protecting their clients' assets.
If I can teach you one lesson, it's much more important not to go down with the market than it is to go up with the market.
Why is that?
Well, do the math. If the market goes down 50% and you go down with it 50%, you have to make a 100% return to get back even.
Protecting against loss, keeping the money you've earned.
That's better. Much better risk management of your portfolio.
With all our programs, a KPP Financial principal is personally invested right alongside their clients. This parallel investing is your assurance of optimum care and diligence. Click on the Investments tab on InvestTalk.com to see all five select investment programs from KPP Financial.
That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE undergoing rigorous strength testing. It's the sound of reassurance. The reassurance of driving an SUV that has been built with such strength and such intelligent safety systems that it can help protect you from virtually every kind of danger. This is what reassurance sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE.
Some equipment described as optional.
This Christmas, you have just one special wish, her hand in marriage. But before you ask, come to Jared, where you can create a one-of-a-kind engagement ring just for her. Choose from thousands of diamonds and hundreds of settings, and receive Get Set in Diamonds rewards up to $1,000 toward a beautiful setting when you purchase your diamond at Jared. This Friday through Monday only, so don't miss your chance to save. Because the one piece of jewelry she'll wear forever is waiting for you at Jared.
Do you think you're making all the right financial decisions? I certainly didn't, and my friends didn't either. My name is Alexa Von Tobel, and that's exactly why I founded LearnVest.com. LearnVest provides unlimited access to content, tools, and advice that we all need to help make smarter financial decisions. No jargon, no confusion, just advice. Make progress on your money. Head to LearnVest.com to create your free account today.
To Team Kia of El Cajon during the Holidays on Us sales event. 0% APR financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 full months on select models like a 2016 Kia Soul. Or get out of your trade today when you save $6,000 off the purchase of select new 2015 Kias in stock. Plus, we want to approve your credit. Brand new 2015 Kia Optima lease, just $89 a month, only at Team Kia of El Cajon. Call 866-680-7649 for all the details.
#888-99-CHART is how to reach us right now. Coming up on the next Invest Talk. For the sake of your spouse and other family members, it's not enough just to make the money, you have to protect it as well. What happens to retirement accounts when a spouse dies? That's one of the talking points on the next Invest Talk. We hope you can join us then.
888-992-4278. Retail sales report came out for last month for November. Though the top line number was up 0.2%, which was in line with expectations, which is not a very good number. Not a very good number. But if you take automobiles and gasoline or gas out of the equation, retail sales were up 0.5%. Now, why would you take automobiles and gasoline out? Because when you're looking at retail sales, you really, what you're looking at is what is the consumer actually doing? The consumer has to buy gas. Has to. There's no issues there. And gasoline prices go up and down with the price of oil. So it really is not telling you anything about what the consumer is doing. Okay? He's got to buy gas, he or she. And the autos are big ticket items. So if you sell one, that's a huge price for a consumer that he paid a lot of money. So the spending on that auto is kind of misleading because they do it once and then they don't get a new car for a while. So you want, if you take those out and then you get a better look at what's really happening underneath the hood, so to speak. So that's what you're looking at. And it was up 0.5%, which is a pretty good number. Not a great number, but a pretty good number. And where did most of that 0.5% come from? It came from, again, in services. Services, not products. And products, you know, we have very little inflation. Products prices have not gone up. So they've been pretty much flat. Okay. So, you know, why did the market go down so much today? Why has it been falling for three or four days, three of the last four of the last 5 days? Why? Well, it has everything to do with the Fed, the meeting that's going to come up next week. Everybody's really nervous about it. And that to be expected. I'm not sure why I'm not nervous about it, but investors are. And the junk bond market has been taking a real big hit. And I'm just wondering if the Fed is keeping an eye on the junk bond market. Because, remember, the Fed doesn't want to hurt the economy. And the stock market is a leading economic indicator of the economy. So, but I can't see the Fed not raising rates. I think they're going to. This is one of the issues that when we look at history, I've looked at this very carefully. The Federal Reserve, when they start raising or start lowering interest rates, in history, they go in the same direction. They move in the same direction four times in a row at least. In other words, if they raise the rates by a quarter point this next week, history says that they'll do it again and again and again, four times in a row at the minimum. Now, we are in a very different kind of history right now. Maybe that's not going to happen. Maybe not. But you think investors don't know this? So they know if they raise it a quarter point four times, that's a 1% rate. And in actuality, most experts are predicting the rates are going to go up 1%. Gee, how smart are they? This is not hard. You just look at the history and you say, okay, if they repeat history, this is what they do. And then they come out with these things and thinking that they discovered, you know, a new way to do things. No. So expect the Fed to do that. Now, will them raising rates make gold prices go down? Logic dictates if they raise rates, the dollar would go up in value, make the dollar stronger because they're raising rates, and a stronger dollar would make gold go down. I don't think so. I'm getting more and more convinced that that's not going to happen, that gold actually might even move up when they raise the rates. And why do I say that? Well, I don't have to go back too far. Go back to the last QE, QE3. When they started to implement QE, that actually weakens the currency, right? Because there's printing more money. Well, what happened to gold then when they weakened the currency? The gold fell. Why do you think just because they're strengthening the currency, the gold is going to fall? Why wouldn't the gold go up? So what the Fed does, I think, is meaningless, really, for when you think about gold. What's it going to do? I think it's meaningless what they do. Hours up. Remember, you can see a long list of books that we recommend to help you gain knowledge and perspective about managing money and investing. Maybe there's a gift idea there. Just look for the recommended books on investtalk.com. I'm registered investment advisor Steve Peasley, and for Justin Klein and everyone at KPP Financial, we want you to have a great weekend, and thank you for listening.
Because of the nature of the interactive dialogue inherent in the format of this program, it's important for listeners to understand that not all comments made will apply to them specifically. Nothing said shall be taken to be investment advice, or shall statements on this program be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Such advice is rendered solely on an individual basis, and at times will require that the investor review a prospectus before investing. Steve Peasley and Justin Klein are principals of Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial, a registered investment advisor. For more information regarding KPP's investment advisors, call 1-800-557-5461. InvestTalk is a copyrighted program of Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial, which retains all rights.